Track 10, Final News Track. Steaming into 2025 with Heritage Railway. The chance to experience the charm of heritage steam travel is set to return as the South Devon Railway's 2025 season gets underway soon. Saturday, March the 22nd, is the day the SDR opens its doors for this year's season. As the longest established steam railway in the southwest, the SDR offers a nostalgic journey along a 7-mile stretch of the former Great Western Railway branch line, originally built in 1872. The route meanders along the scenic River Dart, connecting Buckfastleigh and Totnes, and provides an all-day, all-weather attraction suitable for families and enthusiasts alike. And this season, the SDR is enhancing its offerings with a variety of experiences designed to cater to diverse interests. The popular driver-train experience allows participants to take the controls of a genuine Great Western Railway steam locomotive or a heritage British Railways diesel engine under expert supervision. This hands-on opportunity provides a unique perspective on railway operations and is ideal for those seeking an immersive adventure. In addition to these experiences, the SDR's calendar features special events throughout the year. Tickets for the 2025 season, including the driver train and dining experiences, are now available for purchase.
Behold Town's new oak tree mural. A giant oak tree has appeared in Newton Abbot. Dubbed the community tree, the mural of a giant oak tree was painted by local artist Joe Webster. Opposite the town's library, Newton Abbot's newest mural focuses on the community's relationship with nature. The mural is inspired by the centenary of a giant oak tree that was felled to make way for the war memorial at the end of Queen Street, Joe said in conversation with the Mid Devon Advertiser back in October 2024. Words and phrases submitted by the public have been painted into the 12-metre-high artwork. The project was made possible thanks to Teignbridge District Council, Rotary Newton Abbot and Action on Climate in Teignbridge. And there is a photograph of the oak tree, a beautiful painting, painted on the side of a building.
Teams Teen and Dart batter their opponents. There are few things better than a day at the races, especially when pancakes enter the equation. And with last Tuesday being Shrove Tuesday, it was extra special for pupils of Woolborough C of E School in Newton Abbot, who took to the town's market square for the annual sport pancake racing. Representing their respective teams, X, Teen, Plim and Dart, pupils from all year groups took to their marks to battle it out for the sweet taste of victory, egged on by friends and family. And it was both Teen and Dart teams who took the honours this year by coming joint first. The final race of the day featured members of staff who, dressed down in appropriately themed pancake costumes, competed against some of the older pupils. And there are several photographs accompanying this article, one showing a young girl very proficiently tossing her pancake, one of a young boy who doesn't appear to know what to do with his pan, but one of the best is a teacher in a costume of a lemon, so it's rather yellow, but it really looks like they all had a good time.
The Rites of Spring. It has, I think we can all agree, been a long, hard winter. As storm after storm rolled in from the Atlantic, the brighter days of a new start seemed eons away. But now, across Devon, nature is once again reawakening and banishing the muted greys and browns of late winter to replace it with a kaleidoscope of colour. There's the lush, vibrant green of new shoots contrasting against proud yellow daffodil trumpets that sway in the breezes, as do the catkins that gambol on high in the trees, just like their namesakes, lambs' tails. Lower to the ground, the royal purple of crocus flowers spreads like a luxurious carpet, while the golden luminosity of the humble celandine, Wordsworth's favourite flower, I'll have you know, stretches towards the warming sun. Spring, it would seem, has sprung at last. And there are several very colourful photos here of crocus and celandines and daffodils and humble catkins.
Now then, I saw this and thought it might be the 1st of April. No sightings of UFOs reported to police. It would seem that aliens gave Devon a wide berth last year, as no sightings were reported to Devon and Cornwall Police, a Freedom of Information request has shown. Asked to divulge information in relation to sightings of unidentified flying objects, unidentified anomalous phenomenon, unmanned aerial vehicles, and unidentified submerged objects, the force said there had been no reported sightings. The data, calculated between January 1, 2004 and December 31, 2024, did return some results. However, as a request mentioned, drones. Returned incidents were manually reviewed for relevance, with the majority related to antisocial behaviour involving drones, drones being flown in restricted airspace, for example. Others involved individuals with mental health issues. As such, neither were included in the results.
Eating cake to help save hedgehogs. A local window company has raised hundreds for a hedgehog rescue charity. Employees from Sierra Windows in Paignton raised close to £200 for ELM Wildlife, an animal rescue charity based just outside Newton Abbot. The company, which has been creating bespoke frames from its factory since 1976, chose ELM as its charity of the month, raising £190 by eating copious amounts of cake. Thank you so much for eating lots of cake for ELM. It is very appreciated, the animal rescue charity said. This comes as the charity looks to create a purpose-built rescue centre on land it purchased last year.